Just close your eyes and focus on the breath. Remember that the breath is not so much the air coming in and out the nose, it's the flow of energy in the body. Where do you feel it when you breathe in and out? You might try some long breathing to emphasize the feeling. And if long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. You can make it shorter, deeper, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Experiment for a while to see what kind of breathing feels good. When you find something that does feel good, stick with it. This is where the meditation gets difficult. It's not that hard to focus on your breath. The difficulty is staying here, but it's the staying that makes a difference. It's the same with the precepts, all aspects of the practice. When people break the precepts, it's not the case that they're breaking them all the time. They break them every now and then. But the fact that their precepts, if they've taken them, are not consistent, means that they don't have much power. When they don't have much power, they don't make much of a difference. It's when you consistently follow them. You don't kill, you don't steal, you don't have illicit sex. You don't tell lies, you don't take intoxicants at all, consistently. That makes a big change in your life, a change for the better. Same when you're meditating, when you stay with the breath consistently, then the mind begins to change. It settles down and it can see itself more clearly. Of course, the first battle will be with the thoughts that say, well, okay, enough of this, I want to move on. But this is a skill that you have to master if you want to get some control over the mind. I was talking the other day with someone who is losing his daughter. She's in hospice right now. And he's noticing that his daughter's mind is all over the place. She never practiced meditation. She never practiced the Dharma. Totally out of control. When your mind is out of control like that, it can do you a lot of damage. So you've got to get some control. And the first thing is, when you tell it to stay, it stays. When you tell it to be sensitive to the breath, it tries to be sensitive to the breath consistently. And that's how you get to see it more clearly. The thoughts that come up to say, go someplace else, you can say no. And you say no again and again. After a while, they get the message. They die down. You don't have to chase them away. Just don't get involved. They're like dogs that come up and ask for food. And if you give them food, they come back again. If you don't give them any food, they'll whine and they'll complain for a while, but then they'll go. Same with these distracting thoughts. If you pay attention to them, you're feeding them. So just stay with the breath. They can be there in some other part of the mind. This is when it's good to think of the mind as being like a committee. Part of the mind may be thinking about other things, but you can stay focused on the breath, and you identify with the parts of the mind that stay focused on the breath. That continuity begins to build out. It makes changes in the mind, changes for the better. This is why we practice meditation, is to make a difference. And this is how the difference is made, through being consistently here, alert, mindful, ardent, and trying to do this well. And it changes the balance of power inside.